Rud Samach Zayin Sistan. Yitain Shtei Yodot Alapak Bishas Prochet. When a person eats bread, he should put both of his hands, hold it with both of his hands. So Yesh Ben Esret, but his 10 fingers should be touching the bread. The negative is the mitzvah of the past. In the process of growing the wheat and making the bread, there are 10 potential mitzvahs. You start with, when you plow it, you should not plow it with two different types of animals together, two species of animals together. When you plant the seeds, it shouldn't be together with grapevines, kivayim. When you thresh it, you shouldn't thresh it together. The animal that's threshing it, you should not put a muzzle on it, you should let it eat from it. And then after it's a mitzvah to leave over for the poor, let it to shift on teya, and to give for the father of the being, to a nice region, like a shame, and also chal, that's 10 mitzvahs. So that's why that idea is 10. Mekach yesh eser tevis nevirchas hamoitzi. The Prophet HaMoitzi Lachem Menorah has 10 words in it also. There's also 10 words in the Pasuk of Matzmiach Chatzal Behema, which is discussing how Hashem provides for entire creation food. There's a tevis for Pasuk, Eile Kol Rechi Tabeva. Pasuk of also Pasuk Hashem gives sustenance to the entire world. There's also 10 words in it. There's a tevis for Pasuk, Erzki to the Torah. The Pasuk that describes the medium that are special to Israel also has 10 words in it, and as it says, the Pasuk Yitim Lecha, which is also Bracha, but Slavra Kala Yisrael also has 10. So the idea of 10 is a very big idea, and it has something specific to food and specific to bread, and that's why we hold the bread in both of our hands when we make the Bracha. They say, Lo Yitza Ashi Yobel upon his Melech HaLishta. So Pili should dip the bread in salt or some type of dip. The Lapa Vare Pusya it makes it more cautious to have that stool panel or the dish. If, according to the Mechaber, though, Imenikia, or Shimutubel's Tavim, if it's white bread or it already has spices or salt inside of it, Saint Shalom, basically, today's bread does have salt in it, or Shimutubel's Lechon Pat Tareva, or it was planted just bread as is, not to dip in anything else, then, Ain't Tov Lahamtin, then he doesn't need the salt because the salt's already in the bread. And he doesn't need a dip because he's not planning to dip it. Yeah, that's according to the Mechaber. The Ramadol says, our minig is, Kamokim mitzir lovi alto shulchan melech koidim shivta. Yishulchan leimim vizveya achilat ukoven. When a Jewish person eats, that's as if he's bringing a sacrifice. So if he's eating with the right intention, he's eating to strengthen himself to be Oyvid Hashem, to thank Hashem for the, and since our food is Oyvid Hashem, it's like bringing a koven, and the table is like a mitzveya, and therefore, it says, Alko Kobonha, Tapir Melech, every problem should have salt. So there's an Indian to have salt, and it's able to dip the bread in the salt, even though the bread has salt from side stuff. Another thing it says, Umogain Minaparonias. You want something to protect yourself from danger, then in the Hanani, have the salt on the table. It says that Medrash, Mishabura brings, people are waiting for the other members of the family to wash their hands, so they're sitting around doing nothing. The person's in the kashrei, they're just sitting around. When you have salt over there, that shows the kashrei between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there, we have the salt, to show that even the salt comes from the earth, also is brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because everything in the creation comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and is there to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with, that protects us from the coronavirus, that protects us from danger.